Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Hanging in there. You know, we're all adjusting to life amid the COVID pandemic. I know you're home talking with us this morning in social isolation, if not social distancing. But why don't we start with a little bit of a roundup from our region on what's been happening?
Sure. It seems every day there's tons of stuff you could talk about if I did this every morning. But yeah, the local news of the day yesterday was that an agency nurse who was brought in to help out at the Albany County Jail tested positive for COVID-19. And that forced 35 inmates who were in contact with the nurse to go into isolation. This comes a week after, or days after, a diagnosis last week of a deputy who had come into contact with 9 other employees, and they all had to be put in isolation while that deputy was getting over the COVID-19. I think for Sheriff Craig Apple, this is sort of like hinting at a potentially disastrous situation at the jail if this keeps spreading there. There's a lot of people locked up with compromised immune systems in the jail. That was part of just a roster of things, big and small. Governor Cuomo yesterday mandated that hospitals around the state prepare more bed space for potential coronavirus patients. And even in Albany, the beloved Tulip Fest of Mother's Day weekend was indefinitely postponed. I think they would like to have it later in the year, but it's probably not going to be for months.
Then we have this story about Walter Robb. Who is that? And tell us about this tragedy.
Rob's been sort of a fixture in the Capital Region for decades. He was just an engineer who got a doctorate and ended up the director of General Electric's Research and Development Center based in Niskayuna. He lived in Niskayuna for decades. I noted from Eric Anderson's story this morning that he recruited Jack Welch to the company way back. But anyway, he died of COVID-19 Monday morning at 92, and his wife is sickened with it. Mr. Robb, in addition to being a sort of a well-regarded, well-known research development leader at General Electric who helped develop the MRI and the CT scan, retired and became an investor in local businesses around the region. And he also owned the River Rats and the Albany Conquest, the arena football team that existed here after the Firebirds left town. He was genuinely involved in a big part of the community here in many different aspects. A lot of people knew him, and I think a lot of people are probably brokenhearted by this news. Mr. Robb is the first person in our area who's died from COVID-19.
His name is Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, stay safe, and we'll be back here next week to report the news.
Okay, I think we'll be talking about coronavirus.
I bet.